The End by Samuel Beckett. One morning, not long after this transaction, I was awakened by a man shaking my shoulder. It could not have been much past 11. He requested me to get up and leave his house immediately. He was most correct, I must say. His surprise, he said, was no less than mine. It was his house. His property. The Turkish woman had left the day before. "But I saw her last night," I said. "You must be mistaken," he said, "for she brought the keys to my office no later than yesterday afternoon." "But I just paid her 6 months' rent in advance," I said. "Get a refund," he said. "But I don't even know her name," I said, "let alone her address." "You don't know her name?" he said. He must have thought I was lying. "I'm sick," I said. "I can't leave like this without any notice." "You're not so sick as all that," he said. He offered to send for a taxi, even an ambulance if I preferred. He said he needed the room immediately for his pig, which even as he spoke was catching cold in a cart before the door, and no one to look after him but a stray urchin whom he had never set eyes on before and who was probably busy tormenting him. I asked if he couldn't let me have another place, any old corner where I could lie down long enough to recover from the shock and decide what to do. He said he could not. "Don't think I'm being unkind," he added. "I could live here with the pig," I said. "I'd look after him." The long months of peace wiped out in an instant. Come now," he said. "Get a grip on yourself. Be a man. Get up. That's enough." After all, it was no concern of his. He had really been most patient. He must have visited the basement while I was sleeping.